Doesn't look like much on the radar, but it sure the hell is making a lot of noise out there. So you sit here for now, because I'm trying to finish eating. I was going to finish up my script, which works, I just wanted to make it more neater looking. But, you know, a second storm wanted to come, and I'm not supposed to finish. Oh gosh, it's a little darker out now. So, it should be like a... more, hopefully.
It's starting to rain already.
I gotta verify that I ain't recording over that lightning bolt. So hold on. So I'm recording right after. Fast forward like 30 seconds ahead of it.
Now I know I ain't recording those.
Wow. Hello, this is Thunderstorm Part 2. Seems the other one that was behind it did turn into something. It ain't much on the radar, but should have fucked making a fuss out here. Oh, I seen that. Over here, you're gonna look over here for now. Sorry if it's crooked, but you're gonna have to deal with it. Audio out of this one, 96 APPS mono. Getting nice quality MP3 here. This should be CD. Whoa. You seen that, man? Of course it takes pointing right over there. Holy shit. It's even reflecting off the water. That's cool. Yep, it's seeing all the flashes. And this one has a lot more light than the other one because it's closer. Dude on the boat says, I'm getting the fuck up out of here. Hell yeah, man. He's coming in at full fucking throttle. He says, get me the fuck off this water. And I don't blame him, I'd be fucking hauling ass too. I might stand out here during thunderstorms, but I ain't gonna be out in the fucking open water during a lightning storm. Think of this. Lightning hits the water, you're in a metal boat, your ass is touching the metal. You're pretty fried if it hits anywhere in the entire river. Still in danger because if it hits the river, it'll conduct right through the friggin' creek here, too, because we're connected to the river here. He needs to get his ass off the water. And that's why he's fucking going full throttle. Ooh, there's a lightning bolt right over here. I don't know if you see it. I'll turn it just a little so I can see pretty much everything. Fuck out there. It's getting a bit cold. Ah, Oh yeah, you've probably seen that lightning bolt there. You didn't have to time it. The camera sees a pretty wide range, doesn't it? Wow! I know you've seen that. With the wind. It's always windy down here. Fuck Chicago being the windy city. We're the fucking windy area thing. Yeah, it's gonna be fun posting this to get the pictures put in my brand new media index and my account on Wonderground, Weather Underground. Here between the two decoders so that they both hear me. Oh yeah, don't play back the AVI and the MP3 at the same time. Would that lightning bolt kill it or something? Get damn this one. Sense of light and seems to be over here now. Someone's talking about me. My right ear is ringing. Mom must be hearing the thunder and saying that I'd like it. I'll tell you a quick story between the thunders. Last time I had a camcorder during a thunderstorm, the lightning always struck at the opposite way I was facing. Because we lived in an area where I could look over a whole range. And if I pointed to the right, it would strike to the left. And if I pointed to the left, it would strike to the right. But I seem to be getting most of them this time, which is good.
Way in front.
Hey, you can see flying. Hey, don't hit the camera. You can see flying objects. All these stupid helicopter seeds. I hate these things. We got a helicopter seed farm on our fucking plane. Okay, the lightning's few and far between now, but they're still too good to go in yet because they're bolts. I can see them signifying. I wish this wind would go away though. See, they're dying out because it's getting colder, and storms live off of heat. Daytime heating is a word that you'll hear a lot if you're into weather and thunderstorms. And when they lose the heat, it's over there now? That can't be right. It ain't moving that fast. anyway, you'll hear a lot in weather where they say, if the sun isn't out much, you won't get a storm, which you would think doesn't make sense because, well, the clouds are in the sky and the heat could hit off the other side of the cloud, right? Wrong. You need the heat off the ground. I don't really know why yet, but it's proven. So if the ground is cold because you didn't get enough sun, the storms really won't develop. Like on days of severe weather, if you had a bright sunny day before that storm comes, it's going to be a doozy. We really didn't have much sun today. It was kind of on and off, cloudy, sunny, cloudy, sunny. And obviously there was enough sun to make halfway decent storms. Not really the best in the book, but... Anyway, that was a small storm, and it probably died out by now. We got a few good thunders. Well, we got quite a few good thunders, and we got a few good lightnings. So I'm going to wrap it up for today, because I believe this is the last storm.